And if someone, a young child comes home from school because she's she might the teacher might have sent her home, she wasn't feeling well, you might say she what sick? She
was sick or expelled or?
Well, this is if she was sick. Would you use something in between there though? She something sick?
She wasn't feeling well.
Okay. And maybe he had going like this, he went outside and he didn't put enough clothes on and it was kind of wet and cold day, and you might say he what cold.
He caught cold.
All right. And now, would you ever use something using sick there that you might say something like he took sick or got sick or?
I'd say he got sick.
Okay. And if a person talks like this, you'd say he talks.
Yeah, he has throat trouble.
Would you use something though? He's hoarse or?
He has a hoarseness.
All right, and he has a
cough.
And if you're watching a television, you know, at night, and you've worked all day, and you might be sitting there like this, you'd say, "I really feel
drowsy." Here.
Okay. And your wife might come over and
shake you.
To
go to bed.
And well, she doesn't want you to fall asleep right here, so she might come over and watch you up.
Wake you.
Yeah, and so then you
watch the tower and go to bed.
Okay. All right. And if you've been sick and the doctor gives you some pills, and he might come over and that bottle of pills, there's still a few, you know, they don't seem to be any missing. The bottle of pills, they all seem to be there. And he might scold you and say, "Haven't you
taken your pills?"
You say, "Yes, yesterday
I took one yesterday.
And tomorrow I'll
take another one."
All right, if a person can't hear, you'd say he's
deaf.
And yesterday a person was out working and it was hot out and he was working all day and his shirt got all wet. You say he really
perspired.
Another way of saying
sweating.
That. Okay, yesterday he
sweat a lot.
Okay, and if you have a large sore, you don't see as many of these anymore as you used to, but a large sore with a core in it.
Boy.
And what's that there's a core in there, but what's that other stuff called? It has to be drained off.
That's poison, or
yeah. Did you ever hear it called anything else besides poison?
About all of I heard whenever I had the boils was get the core out and it'll get better.
And then you might have to drain off the
poison or the.
Did you ever hear it called something like corruption or pus?
Yeah, corruption or pus. They say get the core out and then you say the other will drain off.
Okay. And if a person's hand is, if a person has an infection in his hand, you might say his hand was all
drawn?
Yeah, but it got larger, you know. You know, if it got
toned up.
Yeah, that's. How does that?
Swollen up.
Yeah. What does poned up mean? Does that mean
same as swollen, I guess.
Poned up like a loaf of bread?
Right. I mean swollen up.
I see. Okay.
I've heard that expression a lot of times. Huh? Boy, his hand's poned up or his foot's poned up.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people wouldn't know what you mean.
Uh-huh. But that refers like to a
swelling.